Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to attract more positive results in your life and in your holistic practice? Well, on today's episode of Growing Your Holistic Business Podcast, I am excited to welcome my dear friend Max Ryan from AttractPositiveResults.com. Max is a positive results mentor and coach, and he's going to share with us a bit of his story, as well as his thoughts on what it takes to succeed in the holistic field. Are you ready? Well, it's time to grow. Hi, and welcome to Growing Your Holistic Business, your weekly dose of inspiration, motivation, and practical heart-centered business strategies to help you take your practice to the next level. I'm your host, Bob Crawford, founder of GrowingYourHolisticBusiness.com, and I want to thank you for joining me today. It's really wonderful to connect with you and to be a part of your amazing journey. My intention is that our time here each week is going to prove valuable for you, whether you're an established practitioner looking to take things to the next level, or even if you're just stepping into your light and exploring the ways that you can share your unique gifts with the world. In either case, you're in the right place. And as I do each week, I want to begin the show with a quotation. And because we're talking about positive results today with Max, I wanted to share a quote that I love from Oprah Winfrey about being positive. And although she doesn't use the word positive, I think you'll understand exactly what the quote means. And she said, "Be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough." I think that says a lot about the journey that each of us are on, being thankful for the progress we've made, for the goals that we've reached, for the success that we have had, because that's where our attention needs to be, and that's where taking inspired action is going to help us move to the next level. Now, I don't want to waste too much time, but before we jump into today's interview with Max, I do want to share with you a valuable resource that I offer to anyone listening to the show, and it's available over at my website at growingyourholisticbusiness.com. That's growingyourholisticbusiness.com. And when you're there, you'll see a form up on the top of the page, and you can grab a free copy of an audio program I created called How to Grow Your Holistic Business. And you know, this audio is really dear to my heart. It contains the 7-step strategies that I use with practitioners just like you to help them take their business to the place they want it to be, to attract more clients, to make more money. And, you know, probably most important to everyone is to be able to create that freedom that you're looking for, to enjoy life, to have those experiences. So be sure to hop over there and take advantage of that resource. It's yours for the taking. So without any more fluff, without any wasting more time, I want to jump right into today's interview. All right, we're here today with my good friend Max Ryan. Max is a wonderful soul, and he's come here today to share a little bit about his business with you. He's a positive results mentor. He's a certified coach and trainer. And let me just read you this first paragraph off of his website. You know, Max teaches many spiritual and metaphysical tools and how you can apply them to attract positive results and reduce negative ones. Say yes if that sounds good to you. And I'm telling you, Max, we're all sitting here today and we're saying yes because that's exactly what we want more of in our life. We want those positive results. So how are you doing today, Max? I want to welcome you to the show.
I'm great, Bob. I'm so glad to be here and really support everything that you're doing to help people. I'm all about it, all about it.
You know, that's fantastic. I know that your business has had quite a few twists and turns, and you're out there on the edge. You know, you're living your light. Mm-hmm. You're out there helping people. And more than helping people, you're guiding people to express their own light. I know that you're working quite a bit helping other people in the holistic field grow mm-hmm. their business as you grow your own. But, you know, I want to ask you how you got into the holistic field in the first place and kind of how you got onto this path.
Well, it's kind of a long story, but when I was very, 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 very young, I found out that I was kind of different because, quote unquote, I was psychic. I mean, I knew things that people didn't know. I would meet people and I would see their houses. I would meet people when I was very young and I would know what their husband or their wife looked like. And then later on, I would find out by meeting their husband and wife. And then I remember I was about 8 or 9 years old and my sister, my dad and I went to one of my dad's coworkers' homes. And we met his wife. I had met him, but we met his wife, and then we were in his house. I said to my sister, I go, "Oh, yeah, this looks just like the house I saw," and she's just like what I saw. And my sister's like, "What?" And I said, "Yeah, because I see people." And she's like, "Really?" And then I was like, "Oh, not everyone does that. I'm like, oh. But I knew from a very early age that there was something much more than just this physical world. I had this connection to all that is, that's what I always say, that I didn't feel like a lot of other people had. And so it started me on a journey very, very young, and I started reading some very intense, heavy material when I was really young. I was reading Seth material when I was like 11 and stuff. And so, but my spiritual path just grew and grew and grew. And so I became an actor because I loved acting. And I went into, I moved from California to New York to act. But the first job I got, actually, acting, was working with an interactive theater company through NYU. So I was teaching children and teachers and using acting, and it was really, and I realized, wow, this is really fun. I love teaching, and I love being with the kids. I love being with the teachers, and it was kind of acting at the same time, and it was a lot of fun. And I realized I had a real gift for that, and it was a lot of fun for me. And there was only so much I could do as far as that company went. I became a program director for the early childhood section of our company. And then I really, really, I'm a student of A Course in Miracles and a Law of Attraction, quite a few other things. And I really wanted to kind of do what I was doing by workshops and teaching people, teach people about these ideas, about spirituality, about The Course in Miracles, about Law of Attraction, about intuitive development. And so I just said, you know what, I'm really good at this. And it turns me on, it makes me feel great, so I'm going to start to do that. And the way I did that first was I went to a coaching certification, which was called Inspired Spirit Coaching. So I got a life coaching certification, and that's when I kind of started building my business. And that was probably about 7 or 8 years ago. And from then on, I've just little by little grown my business more and more and bigger and got more clear about what I do. And it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun. And like anything, I'm sure that your listeners know, there's ups and there's downs.
Absolutely.
And there's challenges and there's great successes. So that's how I came to be, to do what I do, and I just love it. I mean, I love seeing people getting concepts and applying them to their life and having their life change. It's so fun for me. I'm such a great supporter in being cheerleaders for other people. And that's really what I do. I teach them concepts, and then they do them, and I cheer them on. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, the part where you say it turns you on, really, that's what inspires me. Now, how important do you think it is for people out there, say practitioners or maybe people who aren't even practitioners yet, but just feel a calling to get out there because they feel that they have a message to share with the world or they have a gift that they need to share with the world? You know, how important is it to be connected to that passion, to be turned on by it? Is that a major factor in what you think has helped you grow to the point where you are now?
Well, I sort of see two things, Bob. I think that it is, it's pretty vital that you're like, whatever it is, you're like, you're into it. That is something that you're really into. But at the same time, I do have to say, sometimes passion is not the best thing in business.
I can relate to that firsthand.
You know what I mean. Your passion, you know, think about that. It's so true. When you think about passion, you think of something that's big and bright and burns out on some level, actually. And you don't want that in business. You want something that's sustainable, that's kind of predictable, that you can map out. Like, it's like I always say, you know, dreams don't always come true, but plans usually do.
I like that.
Yeah. And I think it's really true. It's really true. So, but I do believe that, you know, knowing what kind of turns you on, what you're curious about, you can make a business out of that. You can make a business out of it, but you don't have to be passionate about it. Actually, I don't think you have to be passionate about it. I think you have to be like, yeah, I really love washing windows, and I'm going to make money at it. But you don't have to be like,
the best window washer I can.
That's right. I have a friend that has a window washing business he grew a window washing business to a $2 million company, and you would go be like, what? Window washing? And he was like, yeah, this is sort of fun. And he was like, he was very smart. And he was like, I'm going to do that. I'm going to go to an area that needs window washers. And he created a business.
Sure.
So,
well, let's talk
about
that for a second. You know, there's always seems to be this chasm, this shift, this gap, if you will, between the spiritual side of things and running a business. I see so many people out there, practitioners, in many different modalities, who when they take that leap and they go out on their own and they start a business, they struggle so hard with so many of the business aspects of things.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. What do you have to say about that? Is there any advice you could give people?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different things that's involved, I think, is that, you know, Bob, I always say that there's a career and there's a calling, and you don't always have to make your calling your career,
all right,
actually. But you have to answer your call. It doesn't have to be what you do to make money. And I think that in this day and age, a lot of times, you know, we're sort of being spoon-fed that you better make your passion for flowers your career.
Sure.
And sometimes, you know, and I'll tell you, from my point of view, you know, I loved acting. I love acting. I still love it. I love acting. But when I tried to make acting my career, it lost all its joy. I hated it. I was like, it ruined it all for me.
Yeah.
So now I go, you know what? I'm really passionate about spiritual work and doing this, but it didn't ruin the joy when I did the business out of it.
Right.
So I think that that's sort of a good model for people to go, you know what, if you're losing your joy for what you do, it might not be what you want to make your business out of because it's going to ruin your calling. Does that make sense?
It does to me. It does to me. But
yeah.
I think part of what I got out of what you just said is that it's possible to have more than one passion. You can be passionate
yes.
about something, and it's not going to be your moneymaker. It's not going to be what puts a roof over your head and feeds you. But
right.
one of your other passions might be.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I wonder why so many practitioners feel called to get out there and share their light, but they struggle so much and they keep persisting and they keep persisting. You know, what is it? What can someone do? Step into the business side of things.
You know what I think? It comes back to I really believe this. I said it before. And the more that I'm in business, the more when I'm working with people that have burgeoning holistic businesses, this is what I do for them. I say you have to have a plan. You have to have a plan.
Sure.
Because if you don't have a plan, you're all over the place. You have to say by the end of this year, I'm going to make this much money. I'm going to have this many more clients. And I'm going to do these five things. I mean, that's real basic. And then 5 years, you need to have a plan. You can't just go, well, I'm just opening up my doors. Cricket, 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 and nothing happens.
I think
you know,
I've heard those crickets before.
And I have too.
See?
And I'm telling you, it's sort of like I'm starting a new program right now and I'm putting it all together. And I used to just put a program together and then open it and then no one would come. And I was like, what's the problem? And I realized, oh my goodness, there's a plan. I have to do a preview webinar, then I have to send a video, then I have to put the word out, have people get interested in me. And then maybe, you know, and I do all of my spiritual law of attraction work around it also, you know, then I have a better chance of having some kind of return on my investment and having people come and buy my program. But I can't just go, wow. I really like. I have an angel program I did like 5 years ago. In 6 weeks, it's really good. I was so passionate about it, and I'm telling you, I didn't do that, but it's a really good program. And now I've learned my lesson. I don't do that anymore. I don't not do a preview and get people interested, and then advertise about it. You know, because that's one of the things I think spiritual people like us tend to go. Well, you know what? I'll just attract the right people by doing the right thing. Well, no, it doesn't always happen like that.
I know. I think that's a pretty common belief out there. You know, mm-hmm. hang your shingle and they'll come. It just doesn't. You will attract you know a couple people, but in order to get yourself in front of the masses, you really have to do the work.
You have to do the work exactly. I always say I have a new equation that I mean it's pretty simple, but this is what I believe to be true in whatever you want. If it's a awesome business, an awesome body, an awesome whatever it is, you have to be connected with your spirit to get clear about what you want, basically. And then you have to do the motivation part, be inspired, do the motivation, which means taking the steps. And once you do those things together, then it will work. It will work. When most of the people do two or three steps and they go, oh, I don't do it anymore, or this is too hard.
Right.
Well, it can't. You don't take no for an answer. You just keep going. You just keep going. You know, one of the people I follow, Mike Dooley, he says, do all you can with what you've got from where you are.
I love that.
Yeah. But I think that's it, Bob, and that's a long answer, but I mean, I really think it is about this idea about you have to be smart. You can't just go with your heart and go, I really love to do this. No one's coming.
Well, you know, it's so funny because I see this all the time. I mean, you know, you spend 10 or 15 minutes on Facebook and there are so many people out there in the holistic field who seem talented, who seem gifted, who seem to have a huge, huge talent to share with the world. And they're just not getting any traction. They're not getting any. They're not drawing the people in because they're not spreading the word, like you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And they don't have a plan. And they and what I see too, and this is why I love doing what I'm doing with holistic people right now, is that they need, and I needed, and I've had mentors that I've gone to. You know, a business school. Or I've gone to. I have mentors of people that I go, oh, I don't do it like they do it. That's what I have to do. You know, and a lot of people are just doing it on their own. And it's almost, it's nearly impossible to do it on your own. Don't you agree, Bob?
It is so impossible. And, you know, my wife and I have shared a mentor with you. We attended the same business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, mm-hmm. You cannot beat the advantage that having a mentor gives you just in its ability to change your perspective alone. Never mind
mm-hmm.
the strategies and other things that are available to you. Just in the ability of a mentor to change your perspective is amazing. So let's talk about your business for a second. Because I know that you've been doing this for a while. I think you said 7 or 8 years. So I'm sure in that time there's been some challenges. So I want you to think about some of the challenges that you've had and share with us one of the bigger ones and how you got through it or over it or around it, however you dealt with it.
Well, I've had life challenges and I've had business challenges, and sometimes the life challenge and the business challenge come at the same time.
Sure. Yeah.
So, you know, right off the bat, I'll tell the listeners about a year and a half ago, I got very, 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 very sick and I almost died. And I was in a coma and I actually did go to the other side and come back, and it was rough and it was intense. And while that was happening, I wasn't making any money. I wasn't making any money. And I had about five months recovery and all this other stuff. And when you're a private business owner, you know, it's tough because you don't have any, you know, sick days to fall back on or anything. And luckily I had moved out to California to help my father because he's elderly. And it just ended up perfect that I was here. And that really, that time helped me to reevaluate my business. It kind of really regenerated what I really wanted to do in my business. And so that was a big thing that happened to me. And I used all my lessons from that near-death experience and all that sickness to help other people to get on with their life. And so it could have been a really horrible thing, and I could have been like, oh, I'm just going to give up. And instead, it really motivated me to say, I can use this to help people. You know, they say, make your message. So, and I think that's true. You know, I don't make it, it's not the first thing that I open with, but I always somehow come back around to this idea that you don't have time. You don't know if you're going to be here tomorrow. So you might as well do your business now. You might as well, whatever it is. So that is that's a big, big thing.
It doesn't get much bigger than that.
It doesn't get bigger than that. Now, that's personal, but I'm telling you, I'll tell you one other thing that happened to me before. Probably about 5 years ago, I had been doing clients, personal coaching clients for a couple of years, and I was at the point where every time one of my clients would call, I'd pick up the phone and I'd go, oh, it's Cindy. Ugh. Oh, it's her. Ugh. And I was like, I was almost ready to quit everything. I was almost ready to quit everything. Now, this is important because I think that business owners need to know this. What happened was I realized that the only criteria for working with people that of my clients was that they paid me. So I had all these people that were paying me but they drove me crazy, and I didn't like it, and it was making it so hard for me, and I didn't like the work. And I said, you know what, this isn't going to work. And I sat down, and I did a process getting clear about my ideal client. And I just said, it's going to be this, 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 this. And I sat down on Sunday night, and I said, I'm going to do this. And I had like 126 different attributes of my ideal client.
126?
Yeah, 126 things. I sat down, and I got really clear. They had to be this, they had to be hardworking, they had to be flexible, they had to be this, this, all these things. And then I narrowed it down to about the top 10, 15. And I said, if I had clients that were exactly like these 10 or 15 things, oh my God, I would have the best, it would be awesome, it would be incredible. So the next day, one of my worst clients called out of the blue and said, oh, you know what, Max, I'm going to have to stop coaching. And I was like, oh, great. And then the next day, someone else did. 13 people in 13 days quit.
Wow, that's amazing. That's the power of intention and manifesting, isn't it?
Exactly. And what I did was, I'm telling you, as a business owner, I was like, by the fifth or sixth, I was like, I'm not going to be able to pay my bills. Oh, my God. But I held out. I held out. And I, within about a week, about a month and a half to 2 months, I pretty much filled my whole client list back up with all incredible people that fit the list exactly.
That's awesome.
I never gave up. I just kept going, even though I was like, But, you know, I had other jobs in between, you know, to support my business as it went, started building up, and I wasn't above doing other things to make sure that my business was running and I wasn't completely sustained by just my burgeoning business, too.
That's great. I love that story. That really is a powerful story about manifesting. And, you know, once you got clear on what you wanted out of your business, out of your practice, that's when it came to fruition. That's when it realized into
Now I know very clearly who works for me and who doesn't. And I know I can sense it a mile away and go, that's not the client for me, or whatever it is.
Well, I know my wife did the same thing in her business. I haven't done it anywhere near as much as I should. And after this conversation with you, I think I'm going to have to revisit that idea a little bit more myself. But I know Donna Marie got really clear about the type of clients she wanted to attract because she was having some of the same problems you were. She was just attracting, I won't say the wrong clients, but clients that she wasn't comfortable working with, and that would probably be better off working with someone else. You know, there's someone out there for everybody. And if it's not you, it's somebody else. So, like I said, she's been practicing that, and I think I'm going to have to revisit it myself.
Good. Do it. It works.
Oh, yeah.
It really works.
You know, it's a never-ending process. I know that. I know that you're still growing. You're out there doing fantastic things. We're just about out of time, so I do want to make sure that you have a chance to tell the audience, you know, what's going on in your business right now. I know you mentioned the tarot.
Yeah.
I'm going to blow that. I forgot what you called it now.
It's okay.
I'm going to leave it to you to tell us about it.
Well, I'm working on a new program that's called Teaching the Tarot for people that are interested in learning how to do the tarot, because there's energy healers and there are just, you know, everyday people that have been fascinated by the tarot, but it's quite a daunting daunting venture to memorize 78 cards, to understand it. It is a lifelong study, but at the same time, people don't even go into it because they think it's too much. And I was taught when I was 11 years old how to do the tarot in a very simple way. And I've been using the same thing forever. And I thought, you know what, I want to teach people how to do it. And it's a five-week program that is going to be it's videos, and then there's a portion that is live calls, and then even I will train people by giving them a reading, a tarot reading, but I'm training them while I'm giving them the reading. So it's like a teaching reading, which will be really fun. So I'm doing that. That's called Teaching the Tarot, and I'm going to have a webinar, two different webinars before it launches that are free. So you can come and you can check it out, and you'll learn about all the different suits and the major arcana, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So I think that there's a lot of people that probably are interested in learning that. So, and you can go to attractpositiveresults.com. That's right on the home page there. You can register for the webinar, and then you can find out more about the class, which starts in January 12th. And now And so that's my newest one. And just wrapping up, I just finished a 12-week Love Yourself, Love Your Life experience, which was a whole program that I'm going to read you again in 2015 that is all about learning about healing your relationship with yourself by learning the principles of A Course in Miracles. So that's a really cool one, too.
That's awesome.
So I'm doing that.
Really?
Yeah, cool. And I've got I have a Google show, and I have a radio show. I'm all over the place.
I see that. I see you all over the place. Talk about your Google show for a second. People.
Yeah, I have a Google show called The Magic of Life. It's on Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m., and you can get all this through Attract Positive Results. And it's a different topic every week, and you see my face. I teach about it. We just did one all about the power of now. I talk about vibrations. We talk about all different things. Everything, though, and sometimes I have interviews. I interview people. Everything is about attracting positive results to your life and about opening your mind, about using love. Using love as the mainstay of your vibration of your life. There's a lot of different things that I do on that Google show. So people should come watch. It's fun. And they're all archived. They're all archived on my site, too, on my teaching blog. You can see a lot of them there.
Awesome. Sounds like a lot of fun. I hope a lot of our listeners check you out. And you said that's every Tuesday.
You. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep, every Tuesday. Yeah. And if people are interested, they can go to Attract Positive Results and they can get five videos about Law of Attraction if they sign up for my newsletter. And there are five different, about 10, 15-minute videos that teach you much more about the Law of Attraction. They're pretty good. They're called Manifest with Max.
Well, I'd say they're more than pretty good, but, you know, that's my opinion. I know.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
Hey, listen, Max, I want to wrap things up. I can't thank you enough for joining me here on the Growing Your Holistic Business podcast. It's a pleasure to have you. You know, the advice you shared today is going to touch some people's hearts out there, and I hope it's going to inspire them to step into their light and be brave enough to get out there and share their gifts with the world. So I want to thank you for being here.
And good luck with everything you're doing, Bob. You're doing great for the world, too.
Thanks a lot, Max. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Max, I can't thank you enough for joining me today. And everyone listening, I want you seriously to go to attractpositiveresults.com and check out what Max is doing. Investigate and learn how he can help you attract positive results, not just in your life, but in your business. It's been a great interview, and we're just about out of time, so I do want to remind you that you can also take advantage of the free audio I give away on my website over at growingyourholisticbusiness.com. You can do that after you check out Max's site. And while you're there, grab that audio program. Learn the 7 steps that I use with all my clients to start growing your holistic business. And I want you to remember, sitting home thinking about overcoming that fear is never going to make that fear go away. It's up to you to get up, to get out, and to take action on those dreams of yours, whatever those are, whether they're in your personal life or in your holistic business. So once again, that's going to do it for today. I'm Bob Crawford, and I'm so happy to have shared this time with you, and I'm really looking forward to connecting with you again soon. So next time, keep growing. Peace.